Hey, everybody, it's Theo Von here, and I got a question. When it comes to soda, are you really picking a zero-sugar cola that you actually prefer, or are you just settling for what you've always had? That's the question. And I'll say this, when it comes to taste, I find that nothing beats Pepsi Zero Sugar. But you don't just have to take my word for it. That would be ridiculous. Pepsi has been doing blind taste tests for years. No labels, no brand names, just taste. And last year, they brought back the Pepsi Challenge, and the results were clear. 66% of people agreed and said that Pepsi Zero Sugar tastes better than Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. In fact, Pepsi Zero Sugar won in every market they tested. So if you're grabbing a zero sugar soda, go with the one people keep choosing when taste is the only thing that matters. Go out and try Pepsi Zero Sugar today. Let your taste decide.
I've heard rumors that Matt wants to move in with me. I shut that shit down. I was like, what?
Forbo's going to be moving in with you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode number 2 of the Optic Podcast. Now, I know that you guys would like us to sit here for 2 to 3 hours talking shit, but we won't. We're going to keep it nice and concise for you guys to enjoy snackable podcast, and then maybe eventually at some point or another we'll make it into something bigger. My co-host for today, we have Dylan Envoy. We have Will Big Timer and Scump Abner.
Howdy.
Seth Scump Abner. So, Seth, how did you come up with your name, Scump? I'm kidding.
I was going to say we're going to do this again.
No, we're not going to do it again. I actually wanted to talk to you guys about the meta. Obviously, you guys have started scrimming just recently. You were saying that you got dumpstered on by Fase Clan.
Everyone we played yesterday.
And Dallas, yeah.
Dallas, too?
Yeah. Wasn't a good time.
We were getting chokeslammed.
You know, it's very funny because the Undertaker just retired and Illy is an Undertaker. I don't know. Is coinciding? I don't know. You tell me.
There's no coincidence.
Tell me about the meta. Are you? Everybody's talking about the meta.
The meta?
The meta. The Jig Meta. Shout out to my boy, Jig Meta. I don't think you watch this, but he used to work with me back in the mortgage days. Anyway, the meta.
Is there even a meta at this point in the game? Like,
yeah.
Two, three, there is.
Yeah, we played FaZe. They were all using Craigs. We were all using AKs, and we just couldn't keep up.
And now we're all using Craigs. Where people are positioned.
Yeah, now we're all using Craigs.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
I mean, for us, it was day two. For them, it was like day seven.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, yeah. I mean, clear imbalance there. We were getting bodied.
And man, the subs are not viable in this game. No. Really at
the AK-74U is.
Yeah.
It actually is.
People were running three, four.
Certain maps, it's like 3-3 and then one sub on each team.
We played Minnesota. They were running 4 AKs on Moscow.
We haven't played Minnesota yet.
Who did we play? Oh, New York.
New York.
New York. They were running 4 AKs on Moscow, and I was mind blown.
Yeah. So, like, we were playing everywhere. We were playing other teams. They were using AKs. Then we played FaZe, and they were all using the Krig. So we were like, is the Krig better? Because, like, we're just getting smoked. The AK feels like it has ghost bullets. I don't know. It's all over the place.
Okay. Now,
we thought the MP5 was good. Then we were like, the MP5's not good.
The MP5 is not good.
Everyone's using AK-74Us and shit.
Obviously, with the meta being the way that it is, right now, as it stands, there's 3 ARs and 1 sub, right?
Where, yeah, on some maps. Other maps are 2 and 2.
2 and 2. I mean, is that not the preferred meta?
I'd like to use a sub.
Is it true that Treyarch banned Semtex?
It was originally in there, but people are using it. It's not OP. Like, I don't know why it was originally banned.
I don't know why it's banned. All the pro teams are using it.
Flak jacket.
The AM teams are too.
If you have flak jacket on, you can eat like 4 or 5 nades. If you don't get shot, you can eat 5 nades.
Is there anything that's GA'd so far, or is it pretty much as long as it's in the rules, everybody's using it?
Are there?
No, there isn't. We're not allowed to GA stuff. We just play the game the way the game's supposed to be played.
I like that.
We're in Chicago, Illinois, too, filming this podcast. Dill, obviously you being the only sub, Seth being the second one, but he's using the AK. Does that put a lot of pressure on you? Obviously, year two of your like superstardom career.
I don't know. I feel like the subs are just harder in this. The subs are just harder in this game. But like we switched to the AK-74U and it's a lot easier. We're using that MP5 and it was just impossible, So like
not usable.
Making it work with the 74U, but I wish I had an AR.
MP5 stinks.
Does it? Okay.
Well, it was so good too, and then they made changes to it, and yeah. then ever since then, it hasn't been like viable at
it
all.
It sounds like a Black Ops 1 situation where everybody's running like 8 FAMAS.
Yeah,
maybe like 174 you on the team.
It could turn into that. That's what it's looking like.
It's like part of map design too, just how like how many headies, how many open lanes there are, like where the hills are at. It's like really hard to break. So if you have 4 ARs, like yeah. it's unbreakable.
Okay, well, I need you to send me a picture of your setup for your AK-74U because it's up today. That's what I'm switching over to. You've obviously been playing out of a new room, so that has that affected you at all, like your new stream room?
Yeah, my hands get a little sweatier in there. Sorry, my freaking allergies. My hands get a little sweatier, so I'm trying to adjust to that. But, I mean, just playing, it doesn't affect me, but, like, my hands get sweatier.
Your hands get sweatier.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Really? Is it maybe the position that you're sitting in? Obviously, you're sitting in a new and improved...
Less ventilation?
Like, what do you think it is?
I don't know. I don't know what it could be, but... I mean, I just have to reapply gamer grip, you know, a couple times.
Overall, are you liking your stream room?
Oh, yeah. It's way better to stream up
there. What are you missing? I mean, aside from the artwork, like, what else would you like to have in there that you think, like, would help?
Panels, maybe a TV.
Just that? I mean, would you be watching stuff from in there? Like, I would imagine not, right?
I mean, like, imagine I want to stream on Sunday and I can't watch football, but I can throw the football game up in the background, you know?
Yeah.
So if I'm ever, like, there's a moment where I can just relax for a little bit, watch the game for a little bit.
What took you so long to get, like, a decent streamer setup?
I thought I had a good setup before.
You did. I mean, obviously, from a technology standpoint, you did, but, like, you know, the aesthetics of it weren't necessarily there.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need...
Your tripod was 4 boxes for your cam.
Who cares?
You're just a dude.
Yeah.
I'm just a dude gaming. That's
what you do. I went into Rambo's apartment a couple weeks ago, and like his TVs were like on some like Tupperware like cardboard box. Like, gamers, people just don't care.
Gamers don't give a damn.
I will.
If you can play the game... And
as long as it works.
You can put on... My stream was still good quality, and the background wasn't...
As long as it looks good behind the camera,
yeah,
not behind the desk, it's fine.
You know, that's
yeah. As long as it looks good behind the camera, I mean, we don't care if we can play.
I saw a meme today where there was a picture of some dude's living room, and it was one TV and one lawn chair in front of it with a controller, and the girl essentially took a picture of it and said, "Men think that living like this is all right."
I've seen that. Yeah.
Right, but then right underneath it was a guy. It says, "Women hate how little it takes to make us happy." Which goes to say, like my stream room wouldn't be what it is if it wasn't for Jude.
I'm a simple man.
Yeah, same. Like, thinking about it, like, if you think, I mean, look at this. It's bare bones, right? It's like kitchen tables. This is a kitchen table, a couple of microphones, and that's that. Well, I mean, there's multi-million-dollar facilities out there, tens of millions that are being spent on, like, you know, flashy shit and shit. Like, would I like to have it? Yeah, I would. But, man, like, work is work. Work is done.
Is it needed, though? As long as the story's good, the content is good?
Well, also, this isn't like the final, you know, place of staying for me. I mean, I'm probably going to end up moving houses eventually. Like, I'm going to live here for a little bit, obviously, you know, the foreseeable future. But, you know, this isn't going to be my end home. So, like, why try to pimp it out like an end home and then just have to pack everything up and move it?
I don't think that's how it works. But anyway.
For me because I'm in an apartment. You're kind of like...
Yeah. I mean, it's an established house, but I know it's not going to be my final house.
Yeah. If you're going to be there for like 5 years, though, you probably want to.
See, I don't even know if I'm going to be there for 5 years. Who knows where Who knows? That's the thing.
We might have to go to Chicago.
You never know where the wind might take us. So yeah, why try to pimp everything out and then a year later we get some news like, oh, we're about to move. And then it's like, now it's a hassle to take everything down.
I don't think that's how it works. Or it would work.
That's how I think.
It could really change a lot, too. It could be like a tough resale. Like, if you got some crazy painted room, I guess you could always repaint it.
Yeah, you could always.
Trying to trick it out too much and then sell it back to, like, some 50-year-old that doesn't
play games. Yeah, like, my game room's navy blue, the office room. Yeah. Like, I'm going to have to repaint that.
Yeah, of course. Anyway, speaking of moving, we have Dashy moving and Formal moving.
By January 1st. Yeah, man.
Well, I mean, I'll probably give them, like the first week of January.
January 1st.
I'm not going to make them move during Christmas and New Year's, dude. What do you think? That's fair? No,
that's not fair.
What are they gonna do?
A week after.
What's Matt January doing for 7th. New Year's?
Partying, probably.
Yeah,
certainly not playing Warzone.
He's not partying. Bruce might be partying. Matt's not partying.
No, nah, you think he's beyond that? You think his age has gotten him to a place where he just wants like to game. He's just content playing video games, yeah, he just wants drawing. To
stay in his room, game, watch weird movies.
You know what I was thinking?
As watch I was Animal
like,
Planet?
Yesterday I sat down to draw and I'm like, man, this does make me happy. Like I don't need all the stuff, but then I get out here into the real world and I'm like, no, yeah, I do. I
well,
do
also it's kind of stuff. Nowadays it's kind of it's almost like taboo to go out and party and stuff. So
yeah, well, that too. There is rumors. Well, it's not a rumor. We posted a thing of me falling on and riding my bike in super hex quarters downstairs. It's an open space, right? It's like it hasn't been inhabited. Like no tenants have moved in there for the last 3 years that I've been here. And that was the first place that I looked at to get as the hex quarters. And the reason that I didn't go in there was because it's like this massive, massive place that I would have to pay to put drywall, dry like ceiling and all that stuff. But now the owners of the buildings are like, yo, we'll do all that if you move your hex quarters down here. And then we have Guggen, which is obviously growing so big that now they want to expand. And this place would be perfect because they're on the other side and this was that. So we might have a super optic hex quarters.
That'd be sick.
Very soon here.
So we'd have this end downstairs?
No, just downstairs. Guggen would take over this, make offices in here, and then we would
first floor bigger than this area.
Oh, dude, it's
massive. I got a little bigger, yeah.
Really? I've grown way too accustomed to like coming up here though.
Loving it. Like, you know the tricks.
Taking the freight.
Not me. I'm sick of the freight, bro. Huh? I need a key or something. I'm tired of texting the freight.
I hate the freight. Sometimes I'm sitting there 15 minutes like.
No, yeah. Well, you have a fob and everything.
No, I don't. I used to.
What happened to it?
Bruce lost it.
So somebody can get in here.
Huh?
Somebody can? No, no, they can't because they have two.
No, Bruce lost
Maddie,
my house.
Maddie will get you a new one. Bruce, Maddie will get Big that'd Timer that'd a new one and Embos a new one.
Bruce lost my fob and my house key. That's why Jude had to get me. She made me those Buzz house keys because Bruce lost my house keys.
That's
crazy. I was like, don't lose these because he was late to the airport. I was like, don't forget these. And it was him and Tej, and they just lost them. I don't know where they're at.
Yeah, well, we're gonna have a little bit more of that. Where do you think the apartments where you're at are suitable for them to live?
Matt and Brandon?
Yeah,
I think Brandon will like it. I don't know about Matt. Matt's all the way up there in Cali. Like
Matt is. I've heard rumors that Matt wants to move in with me. I shut that shit down. I was like, what?
He's so like, Forbo's going to be moving in with you?
No, he's like, let me live in the casita. I'm like, absolutely not.
That actually wouldn't be a bad idea.
What do you mean?
He's knocked on your front door for
breakfast.
You'll
never see him. He'll probably, if anything, your security cameras, and you have way too many in my
opinion. If he wants to come in and get a snack?
That's what I mean. Like you're going to see him walking in there like
the ring.
He's going to have his like tank top, his pajamas going to be in there. All you're going to see is like,
bro, he's going to like a zinny. We're not going to be able to set the alarm. Buzz is going to freak the fuck out if he ever walks in the house. It just can't happen. It's not it's not logistically possible.
Yeah. So the Esports Awards just happened.
Wasn't nominated.
You were nominated?
Wasn't.
Was that? Were you nominated?
No.
You weren't either?
No.
You know what it is?
We had to win one last.
Is the same thing that happened with the video game awards is happening, I think, with the esports awards. The reason that we were never brought back to the video game awards is because we had such an overwhelming voting support from the Green Wall. Shout out to them. That they're like, every single time they're going to be in there, they're just going to win it. Which is why esports awards moved to a panel in which panelists like sort of rate the thing.
Yeah.
Esports, the Eavesdrop podcast won esports series of the year. So
congratulations.
Thank you. Feels weird to win an award for something that you love doing. But I will say this. And shout out to Carlos over at G2. I think they're great. They're doing a good job, like all that. But if you think about their championships versus Energy's championships this year, like it's you can't even compare it, right? Like we had back to back wins for the Shock.
Did G2 win like Org of the Year or what do you think?
Yeah, they won Org of the Year.
Okay,
but if you're looking at organizations like Energy, obviously has the Huntsman, Optic Chicago. It's got the Shock. It's got Rocket League.
Yeah.
I mean, like we won a bunch. So I think I'm gonna have to recount, hold the vote. Hashtag
hold pulling the count.
Kanye
count.
Right now.
Yeah, hold the count.
There you go.
That's not something that's happening. Anyway, either way, like I just wanted to throw it out there. We won in the hearts of everybody the panel that you know it's League of Legends. I get it. If you guys want me to get a League of Legends team, we get it. We hear you. Maybe that's what it'll take to do that. That's actually a League of Legends T-shirt that you're wearing.
This is?
Yeah, they made that when the League of Legends team was created for Infinite.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
You know, you
signed Dylan up. That's all he plays.
I'm not good.
But you do play League.
Yeah, I play League. I watch too.
I'm not.
And you watch it.
Yeah, I watch.
Yeah, I don't watch or play, but I like it from a business perspective. I think it's a cool esport. I see the potential and possibilities. Obviously, now being branded the Optic Chicago team, there is a lot of questions as to what we're doing with the Huntsman name. What do you think we should do with Huntsman?
I mean, you kind of got to retire it, right? It's like anything. If a professional football team moves cities, like the Las Vegas Raiders now, mm-hmm. you know, it's no longer the Oakland Raiders. So it's
or the Washington football team.
Washington football team. Situation. Yeah, it's a different situation. But
wow, I mean, what was the situation there?
I mean,
they were called the Redskins.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
It was viewed as, you know. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of like one of those scenarios where you just kind of have to move on. It got rebranded and it's a piece of history. And I've always said, when people are like, what are you going to do with, what am I going to do with these hoodies and stuff? I'm like, that's dope. That was a 1 year like spinoff of. Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's worthless now that it's gone. If anything,
it's probably worth more.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's worth more. The founders hoodies, like.
Yeah, those are fine. I'm still going to wear those. Like, I was planning on, like, I'm thinking as to what our ceremony is going to look like. If there's some ceremony soon or everything lifts, I'm thinking, I'm definitely wearing that, like, day one and then day two, day three, like, I'll wear something different. Yeah. Like, the stuff that they gave me, the sculpture that I was given, like, that's always going to stay
that's
there.
That's sick.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. like it was, it meant so much to me or to us, like during that year, that I've never saw it as like a bad thing. And it's not like we're changing it to just any other, you know, team name out there. We're literally changing it to Optic, which is what, you know, the thing was. The only thing that I would have changed it for was the Optic name. And that's exactly what we did. So I was thinking, I'm like, all right, so what if we like do like very limited edition drops throughout the year of like jerseys that would have been, I mean, obviously you have to make sure that I call and tell them to start making jerseys, I guess. But I'm thinking, like, what sort of cool jerseys we can, like, Huntsman throwback jerseys that we could do.
Yeah.
Because all my friends and me, like, growing up, we always bought, like, the old school, super old school Bears jerseys because mm-hmm. we thought it was super cool. That Blackhawks jersey, super cool. So I figured if we do something like that where we do, like, a limited edition, you know, like, Huntsman X Optic thing collab or something, like, I think that would be super, super cool, in my opinion.
It's a piece of history.
It's, yeah, We had the Dark Ages when you left for 2 weeks, and then that was like the blackout age.
Are we ever gonna get over that?
Like, I don't think it's part of history.
That was like a decade ago.
It's part of history.
Let me live, man.
And he came running back.
I still get tweets like, "You gonna go with Denby?" I'm like, "What?"
No, they don't, right?
Oh no, I still get them all the time. Like, "You gonna leave again?" I'm like, "What?"
Oh, dude.
I left for a week.
Yeah, I don't know. No one's asked me if I'm going to sell Optic again. So
that was
scary.
When I was...
There you go, sell it again.
Well, how old was I when I did that? 18?
Were you 18? You were a young whippersnapper. You didn't know what's up.
I was probably 18. I'm 25 and a half now. It was 7.5 years ago.
People
different
change.
Person.
People change.
Oh, I still get it. Sometimes. It doesn't happen often, but I think it's funny. It's like, there's no way. Like,
you were determined to shoveling snow out the driveway?
Oh, I was breaking ice.
As soon as we got home.
So I got...
My moccasins, my feet were frostbitten the first, like, hour.
I have an idea for if and when, as soon as this all changes and goes back to normal, I have an idea to have a tour for our event. Like... Super, we're gonna have VIP and then we're gonna have like super exclusive VIP options where I will give people a tour of the Optic House in since it's in Illinois, it'll be like they'll have to fly in like on a Thursday if the, you know what I mean? I don't know, still thinking about it. What do you think? Good idea, bad idea?
I don't know how that would work.
That's what I mean.
If we have current residents of the
are there any current residents?
I think there are.
Hey, we used to live here and now we. Our esports team, can we come back and like?
They bought super VIP tickets.
but this is the thing though.
They
like if I go to
spend
them, like,
good
they,
money on these.
Yeah, they live in suburban Northwest Hoffman Estates, Illinois.
Yeah,
they live in a very nice, modest house. If I come in there and be like, hey, I'll pay 3 months of your mortgage if you let us use it for 1 day. To give people a tour.
Oh, they'd be jumping.
Yeah, they would do that.
Yeah, sure. See? Yeah. It'd be good. People get to take pictures. We'll put like stand-ups of like when you guys first moved in, that picture of you, Nate, and Merck, where you guys like this in the
at
middle.
At the stairs?
Yeah. Like, no, that's the, Well, yeah, something like that. I don't know. I just thought it'd be a good idea. Let us know if you guys think that that's a good idea and something that you guys be interested in. But that's going to do it for this episode.
I mean, you
got to
do McAlpin too, though.
McAlpin's going to be easier because that house is like $1.6 million or something.
Is it really?
So, yeah, so it's not for sale. Or it's for sale right now, but no one lives there. No, that one will be easier to do.
$1.6 million for big-ass spiders in the basement.
There, okay, that happened once.
Huge.
That happened once. Golf ball. No, what?
I'd be freaking out.
Me and
out.
Matt were like, yo, you got to kill it.
I'm you like, weren't there. You weren't there.
I'm like, I can't do it.
I was
it's
like 12.
Were you?
I mean, like 14 or something. How old are you now? 20? 21 in January?
Oh, yeah. No, you were a young 21? Whippersnapper. Yeah. So, one thing. Give me one thing you remember from 1-2-3-5 McAlpin that you didn't like.
From 1235?
I'll tell you exactly. I know exactly what I'm going to say already.
That I did not like?
That you did not like. I mean, you did have the biggest room.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot to not like.
He had the luxury suite. I was in the theater room. In the basement.
I didn't like the driveway in the winter. Like, we got stuck on
okay,
that
the driveway
times.
In the winter, that's yeah. when you leaked the address. Good
yeah,
good one.
Yeah,
good job.
Me, yeah.
You?
That I lived in the basement. I was a cave dweller.
No, that was awesome. Somebody would come in, Seth, are you awake?
You threw me down in the basement with big-ass spiders. Imagine how many of those spiders crawled on me.
In the theater, there were spiders?
How many do you think you've eaten in your life?
I mean, I know the stat. It's a lot. But, bro, I was in the theater.
You said eaten?
Yeah. You eat.
And the theater didn't even work.
You never heard that?
No. The theater didn't even work down there. It would have been cool if the theater worked. I actually got a bed. I was on a mattress on the ground.
We were struggling. Well, let's be clear. You've never been struggling, so I don't know why you didn't buy yourself like the best of the best. What I didn't like is that toilet downstairs just kept on getting clogged so much that it started to flood.
Oh,
the room next
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot about that.
And I know exactly
where the water heater was.
That wasn't me.
No, I know it was. We had workers in there one time. One of them had to take a shit. Obviously, there was no toilet paper in that room because these guys never thought about bringing toilet paper in there. This guy used a hand towel to wipe his ass.
No.
No.
Flushed it. No. It went all the way through the piping into the other one, and it burst the pipes.
No, why would you even do that?
That's what happened. I think your mom was visiting or something because it happened.
Desperation sets in, bro. Like,
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I would too, bro. There's literally nothing.
Jump in the shower. Someone has a shower right there.
Yeah, my sock would have been the first thing to go. No bullshit. Then I would have had athlete's foot on my butt. Never mind. We're going to end the podcast right there, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you guys enjoyed it and you guys are, leave a comment down below. Welcome back, The Optic Podcast, episode number 2 in the books.
We're actually
back weekly. You hype?
Like Optic Gaming is back.
Optic Gaming is back, man. How does that feel?
That's dope.
That's so dope. Oh, man. I saw your tattoo the other day, and I'm like, I did it for that tattoos, man. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I saw some dude just like tweeted at me recently, afresh.
What about the
Huntsman?
Well, the Huntsman tattoo again.
I've seen a couple people with some big ass fucking.
Well, I'll tell you what. One dude should be mad at the tattoo artist that did that atrociousness to him. I'm paying. I'll tell you what.
You're taking shots.
If you can prove privately, obviously, I will pay for your tattoo, for a new Huntsman tattoo. I don't know about the cleanup down there. But I am. And me and that dude, I'm going to get a Huntsman tattoo.
What do you mean
tattoo.
Down yeah. there? Where did he get it?
I think he had it on his shin. On his leg. So I don't know. Either way, we appreciate you guys watching. We'll see you guys next time. Leave a like.
Peace.